This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A lot of government protections and financial programs that started during the pandemic, like eviction moratoriums, child tax credit payments, and enhanced unemployment, have since gone away. Now, as many as 15 million people who started Medicaid coverage during the pandemic may be about to lose that as well through a process called redetermination. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Like many people on Medicaid, Anisha Love of Clarksville, Tennessee, didn't qualify until she was expecting.
It was because of the fact I was pregnant.
Tennessee's Medicaid program, known as TennCare, covered her during her pregnancy in 2021. Then her son, who was born on New Year's Eve, automatically received coverage too. His parents give him a tickling at the foot of their bed. He's all smiles, happy and healthy, but Love is concerned. She's 24 and supports her family with a part-time job at a retail pet store, along with some cash assistance from the government. She says it's hard to imagine she could afford their medical bills if they had to get other coverage that requires copays and deductibles.
I've been trying to get another job that pays a little bit more, but it's not been successful because I've been having to take care of my son.
Love's family is one of the nearly 20 million added to Medicaid rolls during the pandemic. People haven't had to go through the annual renewal to make sure their income and health still qualify them because state programs were not allowed to drop anyone during the pandemic. The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates states spent about $47 billion in extra coverage, but they received an additional $100 billion from the federal government to cover those costs. Medicaid programs like TennCare have been trying to warn people that a day is coming, likely in the next few months, when the public health emergency is declared over and the annual income reviews restart. TennCare Director Stephen Smith says in Tennessee, everyone needs to keep an eye on their mail for a bulky packet.
We want all eligible members to remain eligible, but eligibility is dependent upon providing the necessary information to TennCare.
The state uses a complex income formula to determine eligibility, and TennCare and some other state Medicaid programs have had problems handling this paperwork, even in normal times. The Tennessee Justice Center has ongoing litigation representing families who lost coverage during the last round of redetermination through no fault of their own. Executive Director Michelle Johnson says forms just never showed up.
We had thousands of clients who reached out to us in the context of this, and many of them had never moved. They didn't get the packet. So we're very concerned.
The concern is especially high for people of color on Medicaid. According to the government's own data, Latinos will make up more than a third of those who are being disenrolled despite being eligible for Medicaid. Civil rights groups have banded together to ask that Congress step in and simplify the process where it can, like making states automatically renew some patients who already qualify for other programs like food stamps. Stan Dorn is health policy director of Unidos U.S.
States definitely, in some cases, are going to feel pressure to knock people off the program to save money.
Republican governors have already asked the White House to end the health emergency because of the cost.
And if somebody's ineligible, absolutely, they should be terminated from Medicaid and transition to another program. But people who the state has reason to know are eligible should not be terminated because of missing paperwork. That's just wrong.
Dorn says at this moment, it should be the government's job to prove people no longer qualify for Medicaid, not the other way around. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.